This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. With both lending and real estate markets in turmoil, these are difficult days for those who are working to create affordable housing in Northern California. For the nonprofit Burbank Housing Development Corporation, one of the most active partners in affordable residential projects in Sonoma County, the fiscal squeeze is coming from several directions all at once, says Executive Director John Lowry.
Most Sonoma County cities and the county itself have housing funds, and a lot of those funds come from what they call in-lieu fees that are charged to builders who choose not to include affordable housing within their project. They can then pay a fee. Those fees aggregated together have become a pretty significant source of local assistance to affordable housing. Those, of course, are much reduced from what they were. We see a decline from federal indirect financing, state direct financing, and direct financing from local jurisdictions.
Much of that affects how fast they are able to move forward on new projects and how many they can undertake. But developments that are currently underway are also feeling the pinch, particularly, Lowry says, because of the prolonged stalemate over the California state budget, which effectively froze the state's ability to sell housing bonds.
These were approved by the voters in 2002 and 2006. They're not available right now because the state can't sell the bonds, and they couldn't sell the bonds because they didn't have a budget. Now that the budget is passed, the state may look at selling some bonds, but there's a backlog, and it will take quite a while before those funds are available.
That has created some major uncertainty for Burbank's Sequoia Village project in Sebastopol, a pioneering combination of co-housing and sweat equity construction. The owner-builders, who've been investing their own time and labor to help create the 20-unit community for more than a year, are now preparing to move in next month. But the expected financing for their mortgages is not yet in place.
This isn't the entire mortgage or the entire permanent financing, but it's enough of it to delay transfer of ownership. So what we're going to need to do is rent those houses to the self-help builders for a period of time until those funds are available. The state has assured us that the money will be there, but they're not telling us when.
This is creating considerable anxiety among the soon-to-be Sequoia Village residents. Alyssa Morrow is one of them.
It's brought a lot of fear, and it's a huge unknown because we don't know when and if the project will get financed and when and if we'll be able to buy them. And so a lot of people are really scared and only want to move in if they get to buy. A couple people have been saying they're on the fence, but at this point, all the people that were on the fence are in. So we're all in right now.
The state is poised to sell $4 billion in bonds this week, some of which should go to support affordable housing projects. But Lowry notes that bond sale proceeds are just one source in the complex web of financing that enables their developments.
Much of our funding, at least on the rental housing side, comes from the sale of tax credits. And the investors who buy the tax credits are much less interested in buying them. So there are fewer investors, they're paying less money. And that, of course, creates a shortage in our budgets.
The federal stimulus package should also hold some help for affordable rental construction, Lowry adds. But that money will be limited, even as the need for such housing continues to grow. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.